This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend. I hope you're enjoying your summer weekend because, well, we got some good stuff to share with you. We're going to talk a little later about how refined carbohydrates may actually increase a woman's risk of depression. And that's important because do you realize that 25% of American women are taking psychoactive drugs? And there may be a dietary basis for that. 888-302-3684 if you want to get in on the conversation. 888-302-3684. We're live. We're here to answer your questions. Also, this hour, the real reason people are obese. 888-302-3684. Before we get your phone calls, though, let's take a look at a very interesting story that appeared in a major nutrition journal. And it has to do with olive oil and the Mediterranean diet. You know, the Mediterranean diet has been demonstrated to be heart healthy. It has been proven to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. And a major component of the Mediterranean diet, of course, is polyphenol-rich olive oil. You know, the green kind. Not the kind that you find sometimes on your supermarket shelves, but artisanal, extra virgin, fresh-pressed olive oil from orchards in Greece and Spain and Italy and southern France and Portugal. This is a very, very important part of the traditional Mediterranean diet. And Americans have sort of co-opted that concept. They've said that monounsaturated fats, the type of fat that you find in olive oil, is really the key to the protective effect of the Mediterranean diet. So they've invented a type of cheap oil called canola oil, which is highly refined, and it's GMO, and it's rich in monounsaturated fats, and they say that that's heart healthy. It's kind of a little bit like the margarine scam. You know, polyunsaturated fats were thought to be beneficial, preferable to butter. They sold us on that concept, and they've done the same thing with canola oil. And so they did a study in this nutrition journal, the Journal of Nutrition, in fact, which is entitled Olive Oil Polyphenols Decrease LDL Concentrations and LDL Atherogenicity in Men in a Randomized Controlled Trial. And let's drill down and find out what the study actually did. As part of the study, 25 healthy European men aged 20 to 59, they were not at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Ordinary men were asked to consume doses of olive oil which were either low in polyphenols, in other words, highly refined olive oil, no green stuff, almost no flavor, kind of the way the Americans like their olive oil, and olive oil that is high in polyphenols, flavorful, with a little bitter tang on the tongue, with sometimes a little greenish residue in the bottle. That's how you know that your olive oil is high in polyphenols. So they compared the low polyphenol, but you know, both groups of men got the olive oil, but it was either low or high in polyphenols. And then tests were taken on the volunteers to determine the effects of the olive oil polyphenols on their LDL cholesterol concentrations, but also on certain markers of atherogenicity. That's a fancy word which means how likely is their LDL going to be in terms of causing cardiovascular disease. So what they found is that those who consumed olive oil high in polyphenols experienced a 12% reduction in LDL concentrations. Those who took the low polyphenol olive oil got a 5% decrease, but that's a whole lot less than the 12% decrease. Plus, they looked at certain markers of, as I said earlier, atherogenicity. They looked at apolipoprotein B, and they found that there was a greater reduction in apolipoprotein B in the group that got the high polyphenol olive oil. Also, they measured something called LPL gene expression. Lipoprotein lipase is an enzyme that actually breaks down your cholesterol and improves your cardiovascular risk. It also breaks down your fat cells. And they found that lipoprotein lipase gene expression tended to increase 26% after the high polyphenol olive oil intervention. But it didn't change after the low polyphenol olive oil intervention. The suggestion is that, they also looked at LDL oxidation. That's a test we actually do at the Hoffman Center. We look at how much of the LDL is oxidized versus just plain old LDL. And they found that the results were better with the high polyphenol olive oil. So the conclusion is that the consumption of olive oil polyphenols decreased LDL concentrations. Yeah, we know that. And also the atherogenicity of the LDL in healthy young men, suggesting why precisely the Mediterranean diet is helpful. It's also plentiful in nuts. It's plentiful in fish. It's plentiful in fresh fruits and vegetables. But this may be a big part of why the Mediterranean diet is healthy. And it also suggests that you need to be a little more careful in terms of selecting polyphenol-rich, extra virgin artisanal olive oil that's maybe got a little bit of green tinge, maybe a little more flavor. Don't go for the flavorless, highly purified brands. I know a lot of Americans, they have kind of an unschooled palate when it comes to olive oil. And canola oil, yeah, it's monounsaturated, but that's not going to do you a hell of a lot of good because zero polyphenols can be found in canola oil. All right, 888-302-3684 is the number. Let's talk to Carol in New Jersey. How you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Hoffman? I recently saw my cardiologist, who happens to be somewhat integrative in his approach, and he did an expanded lipid panel and a number of other tests.
Yeah, that's actually what we're just talking about. We're talking about not just looking at the cholesterol and the LDL, but slicing and dicing. Look at the apolipoprotein A and B, and looking at the oxidized LDL and other markers which are predictive of risk. So go ahead, please.
I guess the marker that he was most concerned about was the LPPLA2,
yeah,
which was 241.
Mm-hmm. That's a little high.
A year ago it was 248, and I started to research that, and I said, well, you know, what can I do to improve this? And the thing that I came up with was chiolic aged garlic extract,
right,
which I started taking about a year ago. It came down like 7 points. My other inflammatory markers...
Do you mind if I tell our listeners what this alphabet soup is all about? Because
sure,
they may not know. So LPPLA2, sometimes referred to as the PLACS test, either PLAC or PLAX. It's a test that is designed to tell you, if you have plaque, how unstable the plaque is. There's a difference. So some people have plaque and, you know, they die happily at 102 of natural causes. And other people have plaque, maybe the same amount of plaque, but it's jagged. It's likely to break off, detach, throw a blood clot to the coronary arteries or to the brain. It's unstable as opposed to stable. And the plaque test purports, although, you know, it's a new test, we don't know how good a track record it's going to have. It purports to tell us a little more about the stability of the plaque that you have. Have you been told you have cardiovascular risk? Have you had a calcium scoring test or anything like that?
No. My other inflammatory markers, my CRP is 0.1. My homocysteine is 8.
All good.
All good. I mean, my particle number was a little high at 1110.
And for our listening audience, this has to do with the size of the particles. Do you want the particles to be large and fluffy, not small and dense? So, you know, we measure the LDL size, and we can determine if you have...
My LDL size, by the way, was 21.7.
Yeah, but I don't know what that number means. Do you have type A or type B LDL?
According to the lab report, it's in the type A category.
Good, and that's all good. Okay, so what you have here's let me. This is how I would interpret it: is that you have, you know, you sound like a healthy lady. You know, would have to take an exhaustive history in terms of family history, in terms of, you know, what you're doing, in terms of your height, your weight, your insulin, you know, a whole variety of factors, blood pressure, blood sugar, maybe do a glucose tolerance test, etc. And then we could kind of summate your risk. And if we have like one outlier test What that means is that, you know, 95% of your tests are okay, and you have one outlier test, and maybe, just maybe, that's a glitch. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe there's not a heck of a lot we can do about it. I don't think that that dooms you. I think that this is one of the downsides of extensive testing, is that a healthy individual like you gets told that, uh-oh, you know, there's a fly in the ointment here. You thought you were perfectly healthy, but here's a glitch in your test. It's like a little borderline, so it makes you apprehensive that you're at high risk. But we have to take into account the totality. You know, all these other risk factors are lining up perfectly. This one's a little, you know, maybe a little in the borderline zone. I'm not sure there's a big problem there. I mean, there are nutrients that can help. Yeah, chiolic, resveratrol, anti-inflammatory nutrients like curcumin, vitamin K, and, you know, I could go on and on. Fish oil, of course, could be beneficial. But I'm sure you're already taking all those things because you sound like an astute listener. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684. Should you be desirous of a consultation, some advice, some discussion about one aspect or another of natural medicine or nutrition? Refined carbohydrates may up women's depression risk. This according to a new study. And now this is important because women in America are at very high risk for depression, and they're often medicated. And the surprise statistic is that fully 25%, I found this hard to believe when I first heard this, 25% of women in America are taking some sort of psychoactive medication. They're taking either something for anxiety or something for depression. And I know this problem is very pervasive because I see it in my office, but it would be as if you walk down the street and you would see, you know, like, you know, taxi medallions, you know, in New York, they light up when the taxi is free and available. You know, if there was like a little taxi medallion on someone's head, you would see a lot of lights, people walking around, and they're on meds. And so I really specialize in nutritional approaches to keep folks off antidepressant medications. And yes, sometimes they're necessary, but there are so many nutritional strategies that are helpful here. This study in the Department of Psychiatry at Columbia University Medical Center looked at the dietary glycemic index, the GI, the glycemic load, the types of carbohydrates consumed, and they correlated that data with depression statistics for more than 70,000 postmenopausal women. So we qualified. These were women who were approximately over the age of 50. They're postmenopausal. And what they found was that eating highly refined carbohydrates, not just sugar, but also white bread, rice, and junk food, triggers a hormonal response that affects the glycemic index. Well, yeah, we call that metabolic syndrome. This then exacerbates changes in a woman's mood and triggers fatigue as well as other depression symptoms. So it sounds like, you know, if you see doctors out there, I'm advising you, if you see a woman who has very, you know, that's very common in primary care, women say, well, I'm fine, but I'm achy, I'm tired, I just don't feel good. You know, okay, take Zoloft, Prozac, Lexapro. No, consider performing a glucose tolerance test on that woman. You may find erratic blood sugar that soars and then plummets, causing hypoglycemia, where you feel brain dead, anxious. and also high levels of insulin, which can cause fatigue and brain changes, brain fog, and so on. They suggest greater consumption of dietary fiber, whole grains, vegetables, and non-juice fruits. Non-juice fruits. Well, what are non-juice fruits? Well, berries, right? I mean, I guess you can make, you know, I just had some blueberry juice this morning. But you can have, I think what they're talking about is the succulent, sugary fruits. Greater consumption of dietary fiber, whole grains, vegetables, and non-juice fruits was associated with decreased risk of depression. This suggests that dietary interventions could serve as treatments and preventive measures for depression. You think? Yeah, that's welcome to my world. That's what I do. The study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Did you see the Republican primary debate? Okay, well, you know, they talked about candidates weighing in on all manner of topics, NSA surveillance, Benghazi, the Iran deal, abortion, you name it. But one of the most interesting things about the debate, did you see Jeb Bush? He's really changed. He's lost about 40 pounds, you know, whatever you think of Jeb Bush, and I know he's not too popular, but he lost 40 pounds by following the paleo diet. Paleo diet is free of grains, free of dairy, just natural foods, lots of animal protein. And, you know, I find that fascinating. You know, and of course, nobody discussed candidates' positions on things like GMO labeling, these new mandatory vaccination initiatives in some states. Rand Paul waiting on vaccination. He got clobbered because he started raising questions about universal vaccination. So then he had to kind of reverse his position and say, double down and say, no, I'm for vaccination. Money for research on complementary medicine. Or new proposed restrictive laws on supplements. Nobody weighed in on those issues, issues that are important to us. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we need to be active. And I'm a board member of the Alliance for Natural Health. ANH-USA is a great organization to belong to find out about the politics of natural medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us 888-302-3684 with questions. What's the real reason that people are obese? A lot of theories about obesity. Some people say it's genetic. Of course, it's about the diet or diets have changed. But a researcher named Dr. Edward Archer has a very interesting explanation in the New Scientist journal. And he starts out by saying, how can skinny people still exist? That's actually an interesting way of flipping the script on the question is, if we live in an environment that is so obesogenic, that promotes obesity, it's just filled with temptation, fast food, sugary drinks, sedentary pastimes, cars, why isn't everyone obese? And so he delves into this question. He's a researcher, and of course researchers use lab mice. And in his research, he noticed that pregnant mice who didn't have exercise wheels in their cages produced offspring that themselves would have larger, fatter offspring. So kind of like a vicious cycle. The activity level of grandmothers and mothers during pregnancy determine the fatness of future generations. And so he began to explore the notion that genes and food aren't sufficient explanations of obesity. And he came to the conclusion that maternal activity or lack thereof was a major determinant of obesity. Now, today I'm broadcasting from my home studio, and I looked outside on the patio during the commercial break, and I saw that one of my house guests, who's a pregnant gal, she's about 5 months along, is diligently doing her exercise. She's got a big belly, but she's still doing her exercise. I sent her this article earlier this week, told her I'd talk about it on the radio. It turns out that when pregnant women are physically active, the increased energy demands redirect nutrients to her muscles and away from her fetus. And this, in turn, produces leaner, healthier babies. The uterine environment actually affects the fetus. And it may have a transgenerational effect, not just for one, but for several generations. So very, very interesting research. And, you know, the statistics are pretty grim. From 1965 to 2010, the amount of energy expended in the home by women in the United States decreased by almost 2,000 calories per week. So that, you know, 2,000 calories a week, week in, week out, that's going to result in some weight gain. And it got so bad that by the 1970s, human energy metabolism was altered so that fetuses grew so large that the need for cesarean sections rose significantly. We're having bigger and bigger babies. And one way to offset that is through a program of exercise that can be done safely, rationally, sanely. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, do crazy stuff when you're pregnant, but remain active. Replicate, you know, it's like paleo pregnancy, paleo diet, paleo exercise, and paleo pregnancy. Paleo pregnancy, women remained active up to the point where they went into labor. They didn't just lay about and accumulate caloric overload, which then gets imparted to the babies and then results in a future generation of obese individuals. On and on it goes until we've cultivated a population where the majority of individuals now are above optimal weight, and a third of individuals are clinically obese. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, and now for something completely different. You know, we've been talking about Cedarside here, Cedarside products for people, pets, and premises. And to tell us all about it is Matt Jones, who's CEO of Cedarside. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, Ron. Hello, how are you?
Good. Very well. So for our listeners who are not familiar with Cedarside, tell us how you got involved with Cedarside. What is it, and you know, how does it work?
Cedarside is a company with a whole line of organic and all-natural insect repellents, and we've actually got a wood treatment product that's fantastic as well. But got involved with the company just about 4 years ago, and they were doing so well and growing so fast that they needed some additional help in expanding, and been going hard ever since 2012.
Well, indeed. So, you know,
it's been a great summer.
Well, our audience has really embraced Cedarside because, you know, with all the concerns now about pesticide exposure and the treatments, especially with kids, with pregnant women, you know, I know we've been using it in our household, and it is a great alternative to some of the things that are demonstrably toxic. So what is it about cedar that is so effective against a wide variety of insect pests?
Cedar is has been a toxic substance to insects. Since we can first understand insects and entomology. So though non-toxic to mammals, it is completely toxic to insects. So it's a natural repellent, and it's also a contact killer of pretty much every insect variety. I've never heard of an insect variety that is not affected by cedar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we sometimes have little ant invasions. Usually, you know, the weather warms up, and the ants find that there are a couple of crumbs on the table, and pretty soon there's like a conga line, you know, of ants heading out to, you know, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And just, I was amazed. Just a little spritz, little tiny, I mean, I don't have to even use a heck of a lot, will actually have an impact on the, on, you know, I mean, just knocks them out. And, it, you know, it's quick and it's effective. And it also, it interesting, it doesn't, and I have wood surfaces in my kitchen, and it doesn't stain them or damage them, so it's an ideal product.
Absolutely. It's actually it's like a polish for wood, as strange as that is. Every time I get it on my floor, it looks like I just mopped the floor. So, and I read an interesting statistic while you were talking about ants. I read a statistic the other day that said there are 600 million ants per person
in my house. In my house, I think.
In your house, exactly.
Right.
I think the statistic was 600 million ants per person on the globe, meaning they're just so, they outnumber us by such an enormous number. It's hard to to keep them at bay. But Cedarside works great for that. It's non-toxic, non-harmful to the kids that are crawling around on the ground, or your animals that are walking around and sleeping there.
Okay, so the big concern here in the Northeast, and I know we're broadcasting all over the country, we have affiliates in, you know, in all 50 states, is mosquitoes. Because in the Northeast, you know, we get mosquitoes, and okay, the bites are a nuisance, but then we have the scourge of West Nile disease. Now mm-hmm. we've got some really scary diseases coming in from the Caribbean. How effective is this stuff against mosquitoes?
It's very effective. As recent as spring of 2013, we did a tremendous amount of research on fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and mites. and it was proven incredibly effective for both kill and repellent on mosquitoes for most of the day. So we're certainly no stranger to West Nile down here in Dallas and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In fact, I think we're the highest percentage of West Nile deaths, I believe, a couple of years ago. So the mosquito population is definitely a threat to folks around here. And Cedar Side is a great way to use a non-chemical product in order to keep those mosquitoes away.
You know, and so another concern is fleas. And, from personal experience, I can tell you fleas are a problem because I moved into a house, my current house, after some pet-loving people had inhabited the house. So they completely took all the furniture out. Everything was, it was stripped bare. And then we started to notice that we had all these, like, rashes on our ankles and itchy bites. And it turned out that the fleas had hidden in the house. They had been on the animals. They'd hidden in the house. Is there, this is a product that's also designed for pets. So can you use this to bathe your pet or spray on your pet, or how does that work?
Yes, we have multiple products that do different things. We have a flea and tick dip. We have a whole line of different scented animal shampoos, which work fantastic for treating your dog right, and then our Cedar Side Original Spray and the Tick Shield both are fantastic exterminators of fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, bed bugs, and mites. But specifically for fleas, if you're using a product, there are some good products out there. Some of them are chemical, some of them are natural. There's very few that are natural. We're the main one that's natural. But if you're using a chemical flea treatment and you're happy with it, then you may be able to keep the fleas off your dog, but it doesn't mean, like in your situation, that they're not going to still be living in the house. Fleas can live
right.
in
they,
a house
they,
for
they
up
seem
to
like
years.
Have a dormancy. They have like a dormancy period, and then when they scent that humans are there, they just come out of hibernation and they just glom on you.
That's exactly right, and I read a study this week that said they can be there for as much as 2 years without you even knowing about it. So,
right.
So they're a very difficult critter to get under control, and sometimes the flea and tick collar or what you're putting on your animal isn't necessarily killing the fleas that are in the closets or in your couch or these other places, because there's only 2 to 5% of the fleas on the planet that are actually in home as well. So if you've got fleas in your yard, they're likely to make their way into your house, and if you've got them in your house, then they're likely to stay there for a while. Cedar Side's a great way to be able to kill those fleas on contact and also lay a repellent barrier inside of your house so that they don't want to come in your house in the first place.
Yeah, so the other interesting thing about it is there's commercial applications. I mean, you can get the individual spray bottles as, a private consumer, but you also sell to landscapers when people request natural flea and tick prevention. So there's some systems that you use with professional exterminators or professional landscape people, qualified gardeners can also use this stuff. How does that work?
Absolutely. I think you're referencing our Skeeto tank, which is a plastic tank that will hold up to anywhere between 15 gallons and 55 gallons of liquid, which is a water dilutable, all natural insect killer and repeller that we can hook up to your sprinkler system and infuse your entire yard with this insect barrier. So all natural, it actually makes your grass greener, your yard smell a little bit better, and it keeps the insects out. And that can be retrofitted to almost any sprinkler system that exists. And of course, it's very easy to install. Especially if you're actually constructing the sprinkler system.
So you use your irrigation system to drive this into the environment, and it harmlessly coats the environment with a protective layer. It prevents the mosquitoes from laying eggs. It prevents the ticks from infesting your environment. Fleas and so on are repelled by it. And I guess it also takes care of other insect pets. And then you know, the concern is, you know, you got, I mean, like, I have a house guest, she's pregnant, you know, she's going to walk barefoot on my lawn. I told, you know, the people who take care of my landscaping, I said, no pesticides, nothing harmful, don't spray the property. But this could be used here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, your dogs can play on it. They can even, the kids can run through the sprinkler system. It's such a micro dose. It's a fraction of an ounce that's getting into the water. But over time, as it's sprayed through the sprinkler system, it lays down that barrier, you know, at a level that insects can smell that, and they don't have any desire to be in your yard, whether it's fire ants on the ground or scorpions or any, you know, fleas and ticks that may be maybe bugging you. In addition to, you also asked if we sell to pest control operators, and we do. So for your listeners who are out there, request Cedarside as an alternative to the chemicals that they're spraying around your house. They'd probably be happy to do it. If they don't know about us, we are happy to get them some product to get around your house and inside to take care of these bugs.
So this is a yucky subject, but, you know, recently there's been a real panic about bed bugs. And, you know, how they get into homes is people go on trips and they put their luggage in rooms, and then they come back and the luggage gets somehow infested with just a couple of bed bugs, and one or two pregnant bed bugs can create a major outbreak. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to sleep in a flop house to get bed bugs anymore. So what do you offer on the bed bug front?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ron. They're fantastic hitchhikers. We have the Cedarside Original spray, which can be used on yourself and around your house and on your animals. And the Tick Shield spray, which is twice the level of cedar, in the same sizes and similar formula. Those are both fantastic products for killing and repelling bed bugs. And you can spray that around your luggage. You can, if you take a little bottle with you, you can spray your luggage before you get on the airplane. And feel free to, you know, spray it in at the airport as well. And then you've got the ability to keep those bugs out of there. And if by chance they've got in there, you can kill them with the Cedarside spray as well. So they don't replicate upon, you know, getting home.
Well, that's fantastic. So what are some of the options? What's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? You have different products. You have a website. You have people who help consumers, you know, make proper choice about which product to use. What's available?
Absolutely, we've got a phone attendant standing by, and we're happy to talk to you guys about any insect issues you're having. Call today, and we'll get you free shipping and 10% off. Just say you heard it on the Dr. Ronald Hoffman's Intelligent Medicine, and we'll get you taken care of there. In addition, go to us at cedarside.com and find your way through the site. If you have any questions, call the 1-800 number, 1-800-842-1464. If you haven't heard of us or if you haven't tried our products out, they're absolutely fantastic. And we have, we will personally guarantee your first bottle of Cedarside Original. And we'd love to have you give us a try and earn your business.
Okay, so there's such a thing as a sample pack. I mean, say I'm like the average consumer, you know, I want to sit outside in the patio, I want to be bug-free, I want to spray it on myself, maybe spray it on my kids, but also I've got some pets. Is there such a thing as like a sample pack that gives people different, they can try the different products, see what they like?
Absolutely. We've got a sample pack, we've got a couple different size travel packs, we've got a pet, small pet package and a large pet package. And if you call the 1-800 number, then you will get some personalized attention so we can get you exactly what you need and let you try out the products and see if you can change your life away from chemicals and into a whole natural way of treating your property for insects.
Well, absolutely. You know, I tried the products out. I've really field tested them because I was invited to a destination wedding in Tulum, Mexico, and I wanted to do diving. But the diving is in these freshwater caves that are in the jungle. So this is the ultimate. It's like Mexico. It's the jungle. You know, so I brought a bunch of this stuff down. And here I was standing, you know, in my swim shorts in the jungle with all, you know, mosquitoes teeming around. And I sprayed myself. And I, you know, frankly, I did smell like a cedar cabinet, but that's not a biggie. It was a fairly pleasant smell. And it effectively repelled the mosquitoes, and I didn't get any bites. And the big concern is you go to these places, and it's not just a matter of itchy bites. It's like you can get dengue fever. You can get disastrous illnesses. And so, you know, this is a much better alternative, I think, than saturating yourself in harmful chemicals. I'm really happy that this option has been available.
You're exactly right. We've just begun to understand some of the harmful ramifications of chemicals. We've just begun to understand some of the diseases that are being spread by insects. So better be safe than sorry. Take a travel size spritzer with you to the airport. Take care of your treat for bed bugs while you're there. Treat for foreign insects and international diseases.
Give the number one more time. It's 1-800. What's it?
1-800-842-1464.
Or cedarside.com. Thanks very much for spending part of your weekend with us, Matt. Matt Jones, CEO of Cedarside. It's cedarside.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.